Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If you haven't missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow Coach Adams to establish the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, don't be shy to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have been doing a very rich study around the 15 invaluable laws of growth. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, send someone a fax, an email, better yet, get your social juices flowing right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Whew, that's a lot, right? But do whatever you need to do. Ultimately, I think you get the point, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't have your pens, notepads, tablets sitting in front of your laptops or your desktops, your smartphones, you want to grab whatever you need to so that you can take notes around the richness that will be shared in our Shape Up series today. You know, I love Mondays, and I say that, and it's not just a cliche, but I absolutely love this opportunity to come together with you on the airwaves and offer empowerment so that you may have more tools in your toolbox to move to the next level in your life, personally and professionally, whatever that may look like for you. And do know that it's never too late to move to another level. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you have been. It's never too late. And so today, and I've shared for those that are regular listeners and that are a part of my network, that the close of last year, I made the decision to join the John Maxwell team. And I'm real excited about this added level of growth that this has brought to me personally and the Coach Adams brand. And with that, I am licensed to teach on specific subjects, which is why we are taking a close look and have been for the past, oh, I don't know, six or so Shape Up episodes. And so if you've missed any of the principles that have been shared, you can always revisit online, as we just spoke about, at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. As a John Maxwell team member, a certified member, this information for me has been so rich, and it is so key regardless of where you are. And it's important for anyone, absolutely anyone, that is looking to grow to another level wherever you are. So the 15 invaluable laws of growth. Some of what we've talked about in this time, we've talked about the significance of the law of intention, the law of awareness, the law of the mirror. Oh, my gosh, we talked about various areas and aspects of this information. We are going to take a look at today the law of expansion. And the question that I have put in the atmosphere today is, are you a go-getter? And the reason why I ask, are you a go-getter? Maybe you're thinking, I'm not a go-getter, but wow, I would love to be one. Wherever you sit, whatever your situation, I want you to know that this episode is for that individual, again, who wants to go to another level. A go-getter is an enterprising person. It is not only an enterprising person, but it is that person that is ambitious about achieving his or her goals. They are not only ambitious, but they are willing to fight and do whatever they need to do. They take an aggressive approach because of the significance of attaining that which they desire. With that, we are going to talk about this important subject of the law of expansion. Oftentimes, many of us, we get stagnant, we get stuck, and we don't know how to get out of whatever that place is that we're in, personally or professionally. And so growth always increases our capacity. And when we understand certain things like, who am I? The willingness to look in the mirror, that we are intentional, that we're aware, and all of the various things that we've talked about in our previous installments, when it comes down to the law of expansion, now we're in a good position. We talked about the law of design, and we talked about the law of planning. So we're going to now move to another level in this law of expansion. And I don't know about you, but guess what? I am always looking to be able to expand and move to another level. That was the sole purpose of why I made the decision and the investment to join the John Maxwell team, because I wanted to grow and expand the Coach Adams brand. I wanted to grow and expand as a coach, speaker, and trainer for those that I engage and connect with and I have the opportunity to encounter on my journey. And so it was important for me, because I believe in being a lifetime learner. I don't believe that you stop learning because you're at a certain age or a certain place in your life. As long as we have that dash, there is still something yet left for us to do. And the two things that are certain in life is that we have no control of our birth date, and we have no control on when we transition and go to whatever that end result looks like for you and for whatever you believe. For me, I believe it's heaven, so you transition home to be with the Lord. And so this dash in between means that this is this opportunity for us to continue to grow, to continue to move to the next level personally and professionally. And, you know, it's important not to take each day that we have. It is truly a gift. Many of you know that I serve as a global master trainer for Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap. And so in that capacity, I have the wonderful and fortunate opportunity, the privilege to walk alongside amazing people. And literally, in less than 6 weeks, I've lost two phenomenal women, amazing people that I literally walked alongside with in ministry, was their mentor and their coach, one of their mentors and coaches, supporting them in their vision. And I have to tell you that they were both phenomenal. But the thing that keeps rising up in me is that, number one, life is a precious gift. So we cannot take each day that we have lightly. And each day that we have is an opportunity to grow to another level. So again, I say to you, our global listening audience, I don't care where you are. I don't care where you've been. It does not matter. What matters most is today is a new opportunity to start right where you are. And that's what we're going to do, as we're talking about the law of expansion here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Because growth allows increase. So let's talk about this increase. I want you to play in my sandbox. And I want you to look up wherever you are. I want you to just simply look up. Maybe you're listening in the car. Maybe you're listening in your office. Maybe you're listening in at home. Maybe you're listening in outside. I want you to just simply look up. And whatever that quote-unquote, figuratively speaking, ceiling is, and I say figuratively speaking because if you're outside, that ceiling is the clouds that you're seeing. So whatever it is that you're seeing that is that ceiling, I want you to envision in your mind breaking through that ceiling. Because whatever the borders are, whatever the edges are, we have to find a way to move them out of the way in order to expand, and that is all about increasing our mindset. Many of you have heard me talk about the importance, the significance of our mindset, what we see, because that is at the root of our capacity, and we are talking about expanding our capacity, growing and increasing our capacity. But it first starts with us envisioning, and being able to envision the ceilings that we have in our lives, that ceiling in the car that you're seeing, that ceiling in your home, that ceiling in your office, the clouds outside that, quote unquote, figuratively is a ceiling right now. Whatever that ceiling is that you're seeing, we need to envision ourselves literally breaking through like Superman, breaking through like Superwoman. And there now being no constraint that prevents you. Why? Because all things are possible. But we have to see it. We have to believe it. Whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive, meaning you can see it, can conceive, and then you can believe it, guess what? That you can also achieve. That's a quote by Napoleon Hill. And the laws of success. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. We have to break through the barriers that prevent us from being able to see that I can achieve more. That this life where I am today is not where it has to be. I can say that for my own self, but I am one that maintains hope in a greater tomorrow. So I reside in that place of knowing where I may be today is not it. There's always the opportunity and the possibility for more. When I look back on the landscape of my life and my journey, just in 1 year, it's different than what it was a year ago. So you can't sit there and say, oh, Coach Adams, you don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know my circumstances. Yeah, that sounds good, Coach Adams, but you know, you don't know my stuff. You're exactly right. I don't know your stuff. I don't need to know your stuff. But what I do know is that wherever you are, there can be a shift. Granted, it's going to cost you something. You're going to have to pay a price in your sweat equity and your decisions and what you do. But guess what? Where you are today, you don't have to stay there. And that is what I want us to understand today as we're talking about the law of expansion based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth, understanding that growth always increases your capacity. You're not growing if your capacity is not increasing. Oftentimes, as we mature physically in life, if we don't continue to work our muscles and move, guess what? They lose their work capacity, their work potential, and they begin to shrink and they are no longer working to your favor. So we have to, in life, everything has to be worked. So as we move forward, let's look at increasing our thinking capacity. What does that look like? And we're moving, again, those ceilings, the edges of life that have become a barrier. And we said, oh, I can't move beyond where I am right now, whatever that may look like. Stop thinking that it's more work. It's not. Start thinking what works. That's a paradigm shift. Stop thinking that it's more work. If I do more work, 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 if I do more work. And start thinking what works. Capacity is not about more. It starts with better. And so you determine what's working, and you increase that to better. Again, I want to make sure you're getting it. Because for some of you listening in, this may, in fact, be a new concept for you. I'm not sure. Stop thinking about it being more. I have to do more. I have to do more. I have to do more. And in some cases, you may have to execute. So don't miss it. Don't get it twisted. But everything is not about more work, more work, more work, but rather start thinking what's working. And in your looking at and evaluating what's working, the capacity is not about more. It's starting with better, making everything better. So that's a shift. Stop thinking, can I? And start thinking, how can I? So no longer is the question, can I? Do I have the potential? Do I have the capacity? But rather, the shift is we're increasing our thinking capacity right now because that's where the battle is. The battle is in our mind, that stinking thinking that tells you you can't. Many of you have heard me reference a particular basketball player from, I think he was came up in the 90s, and his name is Muggsy Bogues. And he is a short guy in life, and especially for the NBA. But I heard him being interviewed, Muggsy Bogues, and this was, of course, many years ago. And I was intrigued by this individual who is in life, quote unquote, short in stature, and especially for the NBA. And what's interesting about this story, I recently found out, and I didn't know this until I think 2 weeks ago, that he was picked as a draft pick, quote unquote, kind of as a joke, because he was so short and he didn't meet that standard. But when I heard him being interviewed, and again, we're talking about increasing your thinking capacity because everything starts there. What do you think and perceive and what do you see? If you think life is not going to get better, guess what? It's not because of what you are thinking. And so the interviewer asked him, what made you think you could be in the NBA? How many people want to be in the NBA? They never make it. They have the height. And here you are in stature. You're well below the industry standards. What made you think that you could actually do this? This is what was powerful for me when I heard this. And this speaks to our thinking capacity. He said, no one ever told me in life I can't. He didn't have that stigma associated with I can't because of my height. So he, of course, his thinking capacity was, as we're talking about, stop thinking, can I? Get that question out of the mix. All things are possible. And start thinking, how can I? So for him, it was never, can I do it? It was, how will I become a part of the NBA? And needless to say, he did look him up, if you're not familiar with him, and had a great career in an industry that really and truly, it was like, are you kidding me? And he was dynamic on the court. And so I share that because self-limiting statements are always going to work. If you tell yourself you can't, guess what? In those words that you are speaking, there is life and power in those words. And the more you tell yourself you can't, guess what? You start to believe that you can't, and so you won't. You won't. And many of us, this is where we need to start to make the shift. We feel like, oh, I've been in this place so long. There's no possible way I can get out of this place because I've been here for so long. Coach Adams, you have no idea. I've been here for years. It doesn't matter. When you make up in your mind that you want to make a shift, you will make that shift. One of the hottest shows right now on Facebook is Red Table Talk by Jada Pinkett Smith and her mom and her daughter. And they did a show around addiction. This show was so powerful because I didn't know the backdrop of this. Her mom, Jada Pinkett Smith's mom, was on addicted to drugs, I believe, and I hope I'm not misquoting, and please forgive me on the actual number. I didn't think to look this up. I didn't know I was going to share this, but this came up in the moment associated with what we're talking about. I believe it was 20-plus years that her mom was addicted to various drugs, and the last was heroin. She was a heroin addict. And it was interesting because this show was around addiction, and she was talking about, when I made up my mind, when I made the decision, which is exactly what we're talking about. So it doesn't matter, as I stated before, where you've been. What matters is this now moment of shifting your thinking, getting out of, I can't, stop thinking, can I, questioning, and start thinking, how can I? It doesn't matter what the challenge is. It doesn't matter the situation you're dealing with. The bottom line is shifting our thinking, increasing our thinking capacity, and start to now shift to thinking, how can I? How can I achieve my goals? How can I make this dream a reality? How can I birth this vision? How can I break the habit of this bad habit of addiction or whatever it may be that you may be struggling with? How can I lose the weight? How can I? How can I? How can I? How can I? Not can I with a question mark, but rather how can I do this that I desire? That is the shift. Stop thinking one door. Start thinking many doors. You know, my mentors teach on various subjects, but one is sales and the influence of others. And they talk about that it takes 7 impressions to, quote, unquote, get the sale. 7 impressions. So it's not just knocking on one door, which many of us do, with our vision, and we say, oh, I knocked on the door, but nobody answered. It is being persistent. Start increasing your capacity to expand and start thinking, I may have to knock on many doors, but in my willingness to knock on many doors, I'll get the door open. Because why? There are always options. And when we're in that mindset of there's only one door for me, just one lonely door. No, there's always options. Don't limit your options. Start thinking, there are many doors for me. There are many opportunities for me. The key is I have to be out there for the opportunity. And so as we continue in our journey today in our Shape Up series and this rich topic of breaking through the ceiling and the law of expansion, and what does this look like for me to grow to this next level? I am very passionate about moving to the next level. Coaching is all about progressing to the next level. Life is a journey. It's about progressing to the next level, moving and growing forward. Make a decision today. I will no longer be stuck in this quicksand of where I am. I will figure out and determine, how can I get up? How can I get out? Because life is too precious and you still have breath in your body. That means that there is still something that you were created and placed on this planet to do, and it's not yet completed, and that's why you're still here. If you no longer have a purpose, you would no longer be here, regardless of where you are. And we're about to hit the 8th month of this year, 2018. Don't close out this year the same. Don't close out this year in the same position. Don't close out this year at the same capacity. Increase your capacity. Increase your capacity for action. Stop doing what you have done. That is insanity. We can no longer do what we have been doing and continuously do that over and over again and expect different results. We got to shake it up. We have to leave our comfort zone. Many of us will stay right where we are. Why? Because it's familiar. It's comfortable. We got to make mistakes, and that's okay. Making mistakes is a sign that you are actually doing something. If you're not making mistakes and growing forward, that means you're not doing anything. It's time to get off of your rusty, dusty, get up, move, and make it happen. Be that go-getter that would make it happen. Be that individual that will do what's required to get the results you want. My heart is always the heaviest. In my own life, in the lives of others, when we are just existing in certain situations, life was not designed for us to just simply exist. Life was designed that we would live life and it be vibrant, abundant. Life is supposed to be exciting and fun, and I'm not saying, don't misunderstand Coach Adams, I'm not saying that we won't have challenges. Sometimes that challenge brings on that vibrancy that we need to move to another level. So know that it's all of the various layers that life brings that is what I'm talking about, that increases our capacity. But we have to be out about and doing something. You know, the woman is looking for a mate, for example. She never goes out of her house. She's expecting he's just going to knock on the door and find her. The man may be thinking the same thing, and I'm using this just as a fun illustration. No, the UPS man is not yours. He's already married. He's the only man coming to the door delivering Amazon or whatever, Amazon Prime guy, whatever the case may be, whatever you order. No, you have to leave your comfort zone and be out and about doing. And many of us are not getting the results that we desire because we are staying in our comfort zone. One of the greatest lessons that I, Coach Adams, have learned is that on a journey of faith, and faith, this realm of faith, faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. That's a quote from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth. Faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. The greatest vibrancy of my life and the journey that I've been on to date has been those moments of discomfort. I remember the opportunity presented itself for me to go to and travel to the Ukraine. It was uncomfortable. All I saw was minimal images, and I'm hearing people saying, it's dark and it's cold there. Why would you want to go there? And that was one of the richest experiences that I had, and it stretched me out of my comfort zone on so many levels. One, it is a primarily Russian-speaking nation, so I don't speak Russian. I can't speak the language. Two, I don't know anything about it. That in and of itself was uncomfortable. Three, I'm a little chocolate girl going where they don't have a whole lot of chocolate girls there. Uncomfortable. I can go on and on about the various levels of discomfort, but I understand that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. So even in that uncertainty, I said, woohoo, I'm taking this journey. I'm not going to miss this opportunity. And again, to date, it was one of the most amazing journeys that I had because of all of what I just shared, because I couldn't speak the language. I learned different things about the people through not being able to communicate and speak the language, but being able to make a heart connection in the spirit, and that be the most meaningful and being used to impact the lives of others that don't look like me in a place that I didn't know much about, that was uncomfortable thinking about going there because it's this big question mark of this unknown. But many of us, we won't take a risk and try something new and different and stretch out of our comfort zones. And if we don't expand our borders, and that's what we're talking about today, the law of expansion, if we don't expand our borders, they will shrink up and contract. And so you don't want to just shrink up and wither away because you're not allowing yourself to be stretched. You're not increasing your borders. You're not stretching out of your comfort zone. The most vibrant seasons in my life have been those times where I literally stretched out of my capacity. I remember a great adventure my cousin and I had in Louisiana. We took a bayou tour by airboat. If you've ever seen an airboat, that in and of itself is uncomfortable. Then you add the bayou where the alligators are chomping away in the midst of. These are some serious dynamics of discomfort. But that was one of my greatest adventures. It was so vibrant, this unknown, and now I can say, wow, I didn't allow myself to get stuck in the mud of fear. I stretched out of my comfort zone. I went on this unknown journey, and it was so amazing. It was vibrant. It was exciting. That is what life was designed to be. Now, you may say, Coach Adams, it does not take all of that. I am not doing a bayou city tour, a bayou tour with alligators on an airboat. I'm not doing it. That's fine. You don't have to do that. But get the point. Stretch out of your comfort zone. That comfort zone is different for each and every one of us. I have an adventurer at my core. So I'm all about, woo, let's try the most exciting, you know, quote unquote, what appears to be scary thing. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. That's Coach Adams. Doesn't have to be you. Just getting out of your room may be uncomfortable for you. So whatever that looks like for you, don't miss the point. Enlarge your territory. Stretch your borders. Do whatever that looks like for you. Don't miss the point, because that's what we're talking about, increasing our capacity. We started out by talking about the significance of increasing, first and foremost, my thought process, my thinking, the stinking thinking that has told me I can't, for whatever reason, for however long. The stinking thinking has said, you can't